Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Expecting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and they show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. 19 have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Expecting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck niggas. You niggas know what it is, niggas. We getting real money over here, niggas. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Expecting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
Hey everybody, I hope everyone had an amazing day. It is Super Sunday. We're starting off a fresh new week. I hope everyone had an amazing weekend. I can't wait to hear about it. Hey Mo, how are you?
I'm good, I'm well. This has been a crazy week for me. It's a lot of shifting energy, but yeah, I'm good, I'm maintaining. How you doing?
Fine, you should have got some before you called in, and maybe that would have helped.
You know, hey, well, you know, every day is different, every week is different, every year is different. You know what I'm saying? So, one week is gonna be one way, another week is gonna be another. That's just life.
Right.
You know.
Man, listen, it's been long for me too. You know, I'm getting closer to that time, and you see, I posted late today, like, you know, I guess my body's telling me that I got to slow down, you know,
because
usually I can sleep Saturdays. I usually use Saturdays to sleep in, because I work like 12-hour days Monday through Friday. And once I sleep in on Saturday, when I get up, it's kind of like, okay, I can't even go back to sleep. Yeah, not now. I slept all day Saturday, and I slept to like noon today, and I still didn't want to get up, but I knew I had to clean up and cook, and man, it was crazy. My body's like screaming, like, all right, man, you got like, I mean, at least 5 weeks to go.
Five weeks? Okay, at least. Okay. All right. So, yeah, you're getting down to the countdown. So, I already know.
I don't want
to
have
talk about. I'm talking about shifting energy. So, I can imagine how you're feeling because, you know, you got a major shift coming. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I can feel it in the air.
I want men to be able to have at least one child. Like, this guy is getting heavier. Like, he's gaining, like, a pound a week. Well, we both are. They say half go to him, half go to me, but I think it's going to him. And he's in fetal position. I mean, his head is pushing down on my cervix. And then that's pushing down on my JJ. And so it's just pain. Like, you know, I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. Some people go into labor a couple weeks later. Some people go, you know, their full term. I mean, it's just really nothing. And then it's no room in there, so I feel every move, every turn, every...
Yeah, like the space is getting tight for him. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, I'm trying to maneuver, but I need more room. You know what I'm saying? I need this world. I need the room of the world. You know what I'm saying?
And he's, like, supposed to be moving less because he's supposed to sleep more, and I'm like, not my child.
Like, wow, I can just imagine that. Like, that's truly amazing, man. Like, women, especially black women, y'all birthed the planet. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it's deep, man. It's deep, you know?
Yeah, I'm exhausted. I'm just like, you know, I'm going these 5 weeks, and I'm agreeing to 5 weeks because I'll be full term. But I'm like exhausted.
Yeah, nah.
My body is tired.
I totally get it. I totally get it.
You know, when you go, they like 5 more weeks to put me at 37 weeks. So a little bit over 9 months, but not quite 40.
Well, a little over 40. 9. Okay.
Yeah, you really carry a baby for 10 months.
All right. You put me on.
You know, you can go 10 to 10 and a half months, actually, with pregnancy.
Wow.
I always wonder where they got the 9 months from. I know that was, like, before science
had... Yeah, I thought it was, like, 8 to 9 months, but maybe we was just having a lot of premature babies at the time, and, you know, I don't know.
No, that's
Could
just
that
what
the
they used
no.
to say.
Okay.
Like, they used to say, you know, pregnancy is 9 months, right? And so that's what, you know, we went off of, like, you know, pregnancy, but it's really not. It's like 10 to 10 and a half months. And it's crazy.
Wow.
It sucks. Like, I'm like, you know, my first child, I was like, you know, it's 9 months. They was like, it's 40 weeks. I'm like, 9 months, but that's not 9 months, 40 weeks.
Okay.
I know that's like an old folks tale. You know, being
that's
pregnant.
That's an old folks tale, right? It's like,
hell yeah.
That was fake news.
Yeah, fake news. Like, 40 weeks does not equal 9 months. But your baby isn't considered full term until you're 37 weeks.
I got you.
So,
fully developed and ready to go. Wow.
That part.
That's
my
right
life.
There. Okay.
I'm ready to go. And so, yeah, so guys, if I post late, it's just because I'm somewhere asleep.
We got you. We understand.
You know, yeah, that's all. I'm somewhere knocked out to the world. And I love you guys, and we're going to make it happen. So, how was your week? You said it was a shift in energy. So what was going on in your world?
Yeah, all right. Well, let me see. How can I sum it up? Yes, you know, associates that I do business with, you know, moving on to certain things. So people that you would normally see, like, every day, you know, are moving on. Home life, you know, just getting rid of certain things, you know, and not really wanting to get rid of it, but, you know, things happen, so you got to get rid of it, but trying to wonder, trying to make sense of it all, like, you know, why is this happening? Because I'm a big believer in everything happens for a reason. So,
oh, yeah,
you know, when things... Yeah. So it's like, I feel like, and also too, just to get back, I had an amazing April. Like, April was just amazing. Like, you know, as far as like, I got some goals accomplished, you know, things fell into place financially, things is looking good. And then, you know, so it's just coming off of that. I just felt like this last week, you know, like I said, I'm rolling with it, but it just, you know, I just feel like I said, a lot of different things is just shifting. Set me up for the summer. And like, it just, even with the weather, like, we didn't have a spring. Well, I don't know how it was in Atlanta or, you know, Georgia, but up in New York, there was no spring.
Right.
It was very similar in Cleveland, too. I think it was just similar, you know, across the board. But for the most part, it went from winter to summer. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember, like, last week, last Sunday, I'm talking to you, and it's kind of cold. And then, what was it? Tuesday, I mean, it was a summer day. Wednesday and Thursday, it was like 80s, you know what I'm saying? 85, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like a
yeah.
few days ago, it was like, you know, you. So it was just like, I feel it, you know what I'm saying? And I like, I feel the energy, like, and then it's just like things is going on in the country, not even just me, like just looking at the world, you know, certain people in the media, you know, making statements, and then like people taking sides on this side, you know. So, and then just shout outs to, because I like to just find inspiration. And then I saw like this amazing video today, like it just kind of took me back. Shout outs to Donald Glover, like,
God is Gambino,
he's got the show. Yeah, he's got this show called Atlanta. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, yeah. Well, I definitely did the show, but, you know, he came with a video last night called, what was it, This is America. And it just kind of blew my mind. I was like, yo, it's just like the sign of the times. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just,
yeah.
It just had me going in a way. You know what I'm saying? I was like, wow, I feel that. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like, I love when people can just, like, artists can just sum up what's like kind of going on in like a in like an artistic form. So, you know, I mean that's just kind of how I feel. And then also too, just getting back to, you know what, let me just put it on the table, because like I said, I know we like to talk about real life and what we're going through, but then a lot of times we always got to just take a screenshot of, especially with these shows, a screenshot of like, this is what was going on in our America at this time. And like, I gotta speak on the whole Kanye thing. For people out there, you know, Kanye has come back to Twitter, and he's been tweeting certain things. Like, if you follow me on Twitter, like, I've been like retweeting some of his things, because I love the artistic vision, you know, the artists go through. Because like, I feel, even though like I'm not necessarily an artist like that, that, you know, put stuff out, I'm not a music person. I mean, I'm a music person as far as listening, but as far as like doing my own music, I don't do that. I do write in certain things, but you know, at the heart, I guess I'm more or less like a, I guess, you know, what I do is art, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm a real estate agent, you know what I'm saying? I'm an interior decorator, you know what I'm saying? So, and then I guess I'm a salesman at heart, you know, in a way, but I got the soul of an artist, you know what I'm saying? Especially like when I do like what we're doing now, our podcast and whatever, it's always a rhythm to it. So anyway, speaking on the whole Kanye thing, when he said slavery was a choice, and everybody just kind of like jumped down his throat, like, what are you talking about? How you doing? I don't think he truly meant that it was a choice, but you know, 400 years and just the way this country is kind of like built on, like, I don't want to say lies, but it's like mind control. You know what I'm saying? I think people are just starting to wake up to it. You know what I'm saying? And then like when somebody come out and just say something so against the norm, you know, everybody goes to it, and then it kind of just
goes back into that whole frame of, like, do you want to just be a slave? Like, do you want to act like, because I'm seeing all these, like, tweets, hashtag, if slavery was a choice, and it's showing modern-day situations, and, like, I'm like, yo, like, what are you doing?
The thing
you know
is that,
like,
it was more of us than it was them. And his statement is very true. It was a choice, because if we would have stood up and stuck together, they couldn't have overruled us. But they used mind control. They beat and they put fear in the masses' heart, and so the masses were scared to uprise. But it was more of us than it was them. So if we got the fear out of our heart and was able to uprise, then you know we would be in a different situation. The one thing you see a small percentage of us saying is we have to stick together, but, you know, we are so caught in a mental state to follow that, you know, we're scared. You know, look how police kill our people and we go and we march. You know, this is what we're doing. But it's so pathetic because that's what Martin Luther King did and he died. That's what, you know, everybody did and they killed them off. So you want to be known as the person that got your voice heard, but then the white people go kill them officers and they go to jail like it's no problem. We don't have the heart as black people. You know, it was our choice. Like, it's our choice now to continue
mental
to allow
slither.
Them to treat us in the manner that they treat us. So, you know,
it's
just a cycle that we're following. And the sad thing is that, you know, so many people are talking about what's going on and what's happening, but you know, if it was another uprise against black people, what would we do?
Exactly. So, you know, I just, you know, and like I said, I think we talked about this, you know, on the last show. We kind of like, it's this country, you know, the way, like, and I can't, it's almost like I can't blame, you know, a lot of my people, a lot of Africa, you know, because the technology is so real the way it is in the fabric of this country. Like, you don't know which way is what, you know what I'm saying? Like, unless you really start to, you know, everybody has their own reality and their own perceptions or whatever, but, you know, unless you really start to dig deep and just get into, you know, just reading and understanding and experience, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got some years on this earth now, so I, like, a lot of things that, especially like with religion and stuff like that, that like it just, I'm just awoke to certain things. And it's just like, I don't know. It's just, like I said, I just feel it. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a certain, like just a shift, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't really put my finger on it, but I just feel a shift. Like I said, like I was watching you know, today's Sunday. So every so often, you know, cause I don't go to church really, you know, I'm not against it, but I'm just not religious like that. But I do watch this guy named Joel Osteen every so often with my wife, you know, just to kind of get some, because I do think it's jewels and everything, you know what I'm saying, as far as religion and stuff like that, even though I don't practice it. But, you know, I just see him, like, interpreting, hope I'm pronouncing the word right, but, you know, like a scripture or whatever. But it's just one thing he said is something like, you know, I forgot what Bible tale it was, but, you know, somebody got swallowed up by like a whale for like something just crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, what? That's just not true. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just not. Like, that's totally just made up. Like, it's like, it just doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, like, what the hell? And then, you know, like I said, I see so many people with crosses on their neck, and like, I don't want to sound like the Antichrist or nothing like that. I really don't, but it's just like, that's just a whole form of, like, a lot of people that's all religious and stuff like that, they never even read the Bible. If you read the Bible, like, we're reading about, I don't know, have you ever read the Bible, Ms. Lovely Black?
I've read a lot of it. I grew up Baptist, yes.
Okay. Well, I'm starting to read the Bible from, like, front to back, you know what I'm saying? And it's a hard read because it's real old, you know, like, the language and everything. And I always said that, I think I said this on the show before, my advice to anybody that's reading the Bible, have a map, have a globe, have Google, and have a highlighter. You know, so if you read something and you don't truly understand it, Google it, you know what I'm saying? Like, see what that meaning is and then just get your own, draw your own interpretation. So the more I'm reading it and I'm understanding it, I'm just like, I'm seeing it. Like, it's kind of like a
a form of just mind control over the masses. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like that's kind of caught up into some of that. And then
Christianity
it was, like space
was brought
and like,
to Africa to take over. You know, Africans, you know, what we believed in was just the gods, the gods of the land. You know, people,
exactly.
You know, and Christianity was brought over to us, and the Bible was brought to us by the white man. And then it was something that was taught generation after generation after generation,
and
you know, a very strong religion. But the thing is that it's you know, it is a god.
Yes, definitely. Without
just
doubt.
About how much you read into that, and you know, again, you know, Haiti is in such bad situation because Haiti did not take on to the white man theory of Christianity, and they
That's
use
so true.
Voodoo to beat the white
Shout
man.
Shout out to my Haitians out there.
The white man deemed voodoo to be horrible and bad, and therefore America doesn't help Haiti in the manner that they should, because Haiti has defeated them, and Haiti.
And it was the first perfect people to win
their
independence.
Like anyone
first,
that
you
does
know,
not
okay.
follow their lead, and so. When you say the shift, the change, the thing is right now, you know, they're doing, the government is doing what they want to do. I just seen a report about how researchers was trying to figure out, you know, where the illness in black African-American women were coming from. And then they start looking at the hair products, and they have chemicals that produce cancer, obesity, and a couple of other things that are in African-American hair products, and it's not even listed on the labels. So they just say use plant-based products, you know, at this point. I just seen this. And so when you look at that.
I wouldn't be surprised.
You know, we talk about this often. It's like you're so accustomed to the meat, and they didn't think, you know, as many people would stop eating meat as they did. But a lot of people have stopped eating meat because the meat is just tainted. So now you have to pick your poison. Organic is tainted too, but it's not as bad as the regular meat. Organic is, you know, fewer pesticides than, you know, the regular meat. So you have to start realizing, like, they're going to do what they want to do regardless. You just have to pick your poison and figure out, you know, at what point do you want to go. And the thing is, I was in the I was cleaning up this morning. Not this morning, I was in the bed, this afternoon, and I was looking around my kitchen, and I was like, dude, like, after I had this kid, there's no excuse. Like, everything in my kitchen is super healthy. I got my mason jars. I got a juicer. I got a, you know, a Nutribullet, you know, New Wave, whatever. There's no excuses, you know, for real. You know, mini gym downstairs, treadmill, bike, elliptical, you know, and everything else that you don't even need because, you know, I've been working out well before I even needed any of these things. So it's just like mentally game time for me and everything that I'm doing. But I wanted to touch on what you said at the very beginning. And listen, life is such an amazing thing. But you have to understand that the universe does not make mistakes. And sometimes we may stop and question, like, why am I going through this? But everything we go through is a form of karma, is a form of something that we have done. And at some point you have to sit down and you have to, you know, go through it, and then you have to realize why you're going through it. And once you realize, once you have learned, that's what you're doing, learning your lesson, you've learned what you did to get you in that position, and you come up with a solution to be better, then and only then will the universe allow you to proceed to the next lesson. And so it's all about accountability. You know, some people will be like, yeah, I learned my lesson. I ain't going to, you know, deal with these type of people no more or whatever the case may be. But learning your lesson is strictly your lesson. So your lesson. So it's you taking accountability for something that you're doing in your life, not has nothing to do with anybody else. So it's just the, you know, the universe trying to get you a lesson, and it's trying to push you in a different direction. And so it's up to you to figure out what direction the universe is trying to push you in. But, you know, just sit down and pay attention. And I've learned to do that a whole lot more, and I've become at peace with myself. I've become one with myself, and I don't worry about the things that I used to worry about, you know, because the only thing you have to do is understand that it's going to happen, and then you just kind of go with the flow. So normally people, you know, as far along pregnant as I am, they're sitting at home. You know, they're getting ready for a baby to come. They're not working. And me, I'm really not there to sit at home because I need these 5 weeks. You know what I'm saying? So I'm ready. I'm ready for the baby to come. My bag is in the trunk. This week I'm putting his bag in the trunk. So we have both bags. You know, birthing plan is in place. You know, things like that. But it's just like, you know, you have to. We all have to do and take the path that works for us. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
true.
Whatever
that's
something
totally
that happens, you just sit down and you meditate. And
true.
I didn't find out why you're going through this, and then it will be revealed to you.
Exactly.
You just have to be ready to listen and take it all in. So, yeah, I don't really, and that was just moving to the Kanye thing. That was why, you know, I was like, I don't talk about it because I know I don't see the same way a lot of people see. You see how they jumped up and uproar when he said that, because common sense isn't common. And then a person will take the simplest situation and they will turn it left without getting a proper understanding. You know, I mean, I don't think it was few people that asked him what he meant by slavery was a choice. Everybody just, you know, automatically
jumped on it.
Exactly. In actuality, he made a whole lot of sense. But see, the thing is that when you make sense, people call you crazy. And when you don't make sense, when you are a follower,
you follower, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
So
and Kanye doesn't fit in with most people, and that's why they keep deeming him crazy, because he has a lot of damn sense. So people, of course, will be in an uproar because he's calling you out. Like, dude, you could have got up and fought back. You didn't have to be a slave for that long time. You could have
400 years, exactly.
Have died. You could have fought for your right, but instead of fighting for your right, you rather let a white man bitch you around and blame it on a white man. And then the thing is, it's a shift. It's a hell of a shift that's going on in the atmosphere today, and it's ridiculous. Like, you know, everybody is sitting here saying, okay, we get it. White people don't treat black people equally. Police officers don't treat black people equally. We done said it enough times. Y'all done walked enough walks. Y'all done rioted enough. Y'all done did all of it. Y'all done rioted enough. Y'all done marched enough. Now what's next? I get so sick and tired of seeing the same storyline about this is what happened and, you know, why do they treat blacks like this? I mean, you even hear whites. Like, okay, we know this is what happened, so what are we going to do? That's the next thing, other than sit down and ask why. What's the next phase that we're going to do? What is the next thing? You know? The mass shooter go and kill up white people, he automatically doesn't have a bond. He's automatically not stable for society. The white boy walk in the Waffle House and kill up minorities, he goes and he has a bond. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we understand the society that we live in. And if you don't understand by now, that I don't think you need to be fighting for what you think you're fighting for. Now, what's the next phase? You going to keep marching? Y'all motherfuckers trying to lose weight or y'all trying to get results? So, you know, I really don't bother with it because it doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
It's really stupid. Yeah. And I'm sick of people just talking. You talking, and nothing happened. Unless you white, your marching don't resolve nothing. And that's just the bottom line. So I stay away from that shit because, you know,
no, it gets deep.
I don't really.
Deep. I mean, because it's so complex. That's what I'm just saying. And
it's stupid.
And look, I got to say this too because I got to show both angles. You know what I'm saying? So, look. So I get where you're coming from with that, and what you're saying makes a lot of sense, and I do agree with a lot of the points. I will say this. I'm not going to just totally, and I don't know if we ever spoke about this before, but let me just say it. Martin Luther King and what he stood for. Like, I never forget, like I said, I had a conversation with my grandfather, and I was just like, you know, because my grandfather was kind of more Martin Luther King, and I guess that kind of shaped me. And, you know, Martin Luther King, Georgia, you know what I'm saying, Atlanta, you know, it's a lot of connections. Because like I said, both of my grandparents are both from Georgia, and majority of them, I mean, the one side is definitely from Atlanta, born and bred. So they saw that movement firsthand, you know what I'm saying, Martin Luther King and all that. So, you know, they wasn't my grandfather, he wasn't. I learned about Malcolm X my own as I grew older, and, you know, and I came to respect what he stood for as well. But I will say this about Martin Luther King. What he did was genius in a way, as far as like the nonviolent approach and the marching is one thing, you know what I'm saying? But the nonviolent approach, because he saw the picture of it. And like I said, like if you ever see some of that old footage, because you just see at the core the hatred for no reason. You know what I'm saying? When you see those old pictures of, you know, black folks going to the local market, going to the local diner, and they just want to sit and eat and have equal footing with white people at that time, and they're getting hosed and dragged out for no reason when they're not doing anything wrong. And you see that in film, the way you see it, that's how you know. You know what I'm saying? So just always stay woke at that. You know what I'm saying? Don't ever lose that focus, because that's just
they do that now.
Hourly. You know what I'm saying? So
demeanor, but they still okay. So yeah. So check this out. This is my theory on
okay.
this.
Okay.
But
I was gonna say but here's the last part before you go into that. Don't lose your train of thought. If he was, you know, like I said, once again, everything happens for a reason. If that was never showcased like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you would have never saw, like, at the heart, you know what I'm saying? Just that hatred that just, you know what I'm saying, right there. That's how you know, you know what I'm saying? So that right there, in my opinion, was genius, because you'll never lose sight of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, no matter what you try to do as far as equal, they're not going to accept you in a certain way. So you need to boss up and do your own thing and, like, be accepted for what you need to be standing for, and let them follow you instead of you trying to follow them. So, you know, I'm going to leave it at that with that. But, yeah.
Yeah, I just say look at the people that they give us to look up to. Look at the
okay.
people that they want you to, that they want, you know, like just like the Bible, these people pick
okay.
and choose who they want to be, who they want us to be, who they want us to admire, who they want us to look up to, and who they want us to glorify. There's a lot of awesome people that actually fought and actually did more than Martin Luther King and actually got,
okay.
you know, results. But they not in the history books. You know what I'm saying?
True.
I mean, they want you to feel like this guy was the guy that they held. Oh, it's another form of mind control to me. You know, like
okay.
Martin Luther King, he marched. And yeah, he was trying, basically somebody that marched and was trying to put some stuff together and then ultimately got gunned down and assassinated, and you hail him a hero for marching and being violent free. Mind control, right? Mind control, because right now the one thing that people are doing is trying to do it without violence when they bring in you violence, and that's just the craziest thing. Even in the Bible, even in the courtroom, it's an eye for an eye. But only black people, only black politicians, only black activists see you meet their actions with violence-free, with marching. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like we don't see that. Like, that's who they, you know, why they ain't put Shaka Zulu in there? You know what I'm saying? The warrior.
That's true. I love Shaka Zulu.
You know, why they didn't put,
you
know, other people in the
you.
History books that were real leaders, that were real
and that's
warriors
why,
that really did and, this
well,
shit.
And that's what I'm saying, too. And that's a great point that you touched upon. And that's why, because it's not American, but a country like Haiti gets over. Because, look, I've always said this with me, like, I'm black on both sides. You know what I'm saying? I'm black to the core. Like, you know what I'm saying? I would never want to be anything else. I love this. You know what I'm saying? The good, the bad, the ugly, everything about it. I'm just, you know, I embrace it fully. So what I mean by that is I don't see any difference between, and of course I'm African American, but I'm, you know, American African or however you want to put it. Like, so what I'm just trying to say is, anybody that's my color, like Africa, like the whole continent of Africa, that's me. Jamaican,
Haitian, Guyanese, Trinidadian, all that's me, black. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they took us, I mean, in the storyline, they took us from Africa and put us on ships to come here. So why are you not going to tell us about people that's from Africa? Why are you not going to tell us about people that's from where we're from if that's your storyline?
Exactly.
How is it that you're not going to put powerful people in our storyline, but you're going to put people that were slaves as well that decided to rise up and all get killed? You know what I'm saying? I mean, other than the women that they, you know, put out there, like, I just see it all as a block of bull. I mean, I'm not discrediting Martin Luther King, but, you know, I mean, I know greater people that I would want to look up to, that I would want to praise, that I am teaching my children about other than him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what I'm
trying
to say.
Like,
so
you gotta do better. We gotta do better. So yeah, slavery was a choice because it was more of us than it was of them. And if we would have stuck together and stopped being scared and stopped being led by a man with a whip or a man with a gun, all of us, and then these couple of folks got guns, and we couldn't overturn these people. Look, but Haiti did it, and guess what? They don't fuck with Haiti. If we would have stood up and overturned them, they wouldn't have fucked with us. But we are the
weakest fucking
link in America.
That's the thing.
Black people.
And that's the thing, too. You know, and like I said, because what I could say goes against the norm, but, like, you know, I feel it a certain way. And that's why, you know, like I said, I always harken back to Egypt and so many things, but it's so much other stuff. And like you said, that Haitian voodoo, black man, whatever you want to call it, you know what I'm saying? That's culturally, you know what I'm saying? That's
culturally,
our
shit is not bad. Like you got some bad voodoo. You got some shit that'll fuck a bitch up,
you got
right?
Bad everything.
But you also got white magic, and white magic is good. White magic just, you know,
hold on. White magic, don't even put that. Like, wait, hold on. In my opinion, black magic is good. Don't put white magic on it to make it good. Black magic is good. You know what I'm saying? So,
well,
no,
it's just the way that it's broken down. And it's not a white or black thing. It's just black magic is more so for fighting purposes. You know what I'm saying? You really trying to bring harm to somebody. You know what I'm saying?
I got you. I told you. I feel some type of way anytime somebody makes black bad and white good. I understand where you're coming
black
from.
Black cats are good, but we were taught, you know, anything that's good for us, we were taught was bad from the white man. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And that's the thing, that we got to pick up books. We got to read. We got to talk. We got to socialize. We got to open up. But, you know, I mean, I'm going to get on our conversation that we were supposed to get on because, you know, we could have these conversations. You know, these are my type of conversations, but I just don't have them on air because, you know.
I got you. The powers that be.
It's not
what
we're doing. You know what I'm saying?
So, you know who might try and trip us up. I feel you.
You know, my opinion will always be my opinion, and everybody, you know, your opinion is your opinion, and, you know, the thing is that, you know, in America, people don't think that other people should have an opinion. And so that's when you get crazy. And everybody's always in somebody else's business because they don't have any business of their own. So, anywho, guess what? We can now be heard on Alexa. You can actually hear us on the TuneIn app as well. TuneIn, TuneIn. Real talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. And so that was something big that I was working on and finally got it going on this week. So, like, go us.
That's what's up.
Our listener base was fucking retarded this week. For our last show, it was crazy. It was crazy for our last show.
Shout out to everybody that listened.
So I want to thank everybody that's tuning in. We got a couple more countries added. I think sometime this month I'll go back through the list, and I'll write everybody down again, and I'll give everybody a shout-out. We appreciate you guys for tuning in. We're 1 year in to this on Blog Talk. I appreciate just appreciate everything that we are doing, that we have come this far, man. It's so freaking amazing. So, you know, I know you don't have kids, but you know what? This is a conversation that, you know, you can still shed your light on because you know how you want to feel, right? So the topic for tonight is, you know, it's really for women, but, you know, as a man, I want you to give your perspective. And for women, it's, you know, would you put a man before your kids? And if so, you know, what will it take? Or you know, why won't you do it? And as a man, you know, just give us your point of view on, you know, if you feel like you come before the kids, being the man, you know, in the household, or, you know, being the man that she's dating, being around the kids, you know, why or why not?
Okay.
This is a touchy subject because I think I've touched on it a million and one times during our shows, but, you know, I'll tell you guys, it's just like these women that leave these kids with stepdads and, you know, dads and, you know, they just, you know, hey, you know, we're in a relationship, he can handle it, you know, I just, y'all got to do better. When y'all have these children, it's not a break. You know, I just feel like your motherly duty, it's not a break that you get because you have a dad, because men, I don't give a care how much they try to be like women or how much, you know, they want the credit. Men were not bred the same way as women. They don't have the same tolerance. They don't have the same discipline as women. You are a mother, and women will always think different about parenting than men. And so, you know, I just feel like fathers should not be left alone with kids until at least they can walk and use the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just a certain phase that you should get to before you leave your child around with a man by himself, okay? And you never know. I mean, preferably you should be, your baby should be able to say some kind of words. But I'm going to get into mine. Give me your point of view.
Well, first off, if it's the biological father, then, you know, in my opinion, if it's the biological father, whatever. I know a mother is a mother, but a father should be a father too. And, you know, it's great that you made that point, because what you just said, as far as like until they can walk or something like that, you're connected to that baby. You know, like I said, you know, and talking to you firsthand, this is a great topic for you, because, you know, this hits home, I'm sure, because, you know, I only can just mentally try to grasp what you could be feeling, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to try, you know what I'm saying? So it just seems like as a woman, you are feeling that being, you know, being developed in you, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be a natural state to, because that's a part of you, you know what I'm saying? Like once the umbilical cord is
not
cut, and they
like that though.
But yeah, no, I get you. So look, this is the point I was just trying to make. So once you have that, then, you know, I would think, you know, that's when the instincts kick in. Like not even you really got to even learn it. It's just an instinct that probably should just come. That's that animal nature, like to just feel for your young. You know what I'm saying? Like, 'cause it's like that's a part of you. But what I'm saying is, if it's the biological father, even though I don't have any kids, I just think biologically, you're going to feel that same connection as well, because, like, I said, you planted that. No, wait, hold on. Okay,
the same.
Real quick, I'm going to say, at the same time, you know, you plant that seed. It's like a plant, you know what I'm saying? So, like, if I come and I plant the seed, and then I water it, I nurture it, I'm seeing it grow. So, and then it just, you know, what I'm saying is, if you're the biological, and it could be some mind things going on that I'm just saying or whatever too, because a lot of times you might not even know if you're biological, you find out it's not even your baby or whatever. But if you know, then from jump, you know, you should be there, right there with the woman. I mean, a woman's going to be a little bit more because, like I said, it's just you got that motherly connection. And I was a mama boy when I was younger, so I know I felt it as a kid. You know what I'm saying? I'm not so much now. I mean, I love my mother, but, you know, I kind of grew out of it. But as a kid, I just felt that connection. Like, I think that's every kid, but sometimes it's different. Some people might feel that connected to their father. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't, I'm just giving you my point of view. So what I'm trying to say, if it's the biological, then of course, you know, from birth, you know, changing diapers, teaching your son or daughter to go to the bathroom or whatever, because that connection, that's that connection is going to last a lifetime. You know what I'm saying? Like, once you do that, you know, so like the biological, that's why I say family is so important, because that mother father bond to grow that seed and to look over it. You know what I'm saying? It's so important. But to answer your initial question, so that's what I'm saying biologically. Now,
but hold on before you ask the initial question.
Okay.
To touch on
that,
you're absolutely correct, right? But what I'm saying is that a man is only given so much. Women are emotional creatures by default, and men are physical creatures. So, yeah, he can teach him how to use the bathroom. He's going to be the more dominant one. When a baby is a baby, you should not leave a baby around a dominant being by itself. You have to be a mother. That child should be with the mother, right? To get that emotional, to get that caring, that tenure, that everything that child needs. I mean, if you look at the news, it's there often. Men, these are men killing their children, killing their infants, killing their babies because the baby won't stop crying. And the man don't know how to make the baby stop crying. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on.
The man
destroys
something that a man is not.
Hold on. I'm going to say one thing, but that's, and like I said, it gets deep because it's maturity and all that too. You know what I'm saying? But if you're mentally, you know, if you're in that position where you're ready for it, because I know when I am, that's probably the reason why I don't have kids just yet, because I know I'm not ready for it just yet. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot that goes into that. Like once I do that, that's going to be such a game changer in my life. I can just know it. I feel it. I know it. You know what I'm saying? So I get what you're saying, but I'm going to be one. I'm going to want to have my baby around me. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to want to feel that energy.
Food.
I'm going to, you know what I'm saying? So when you say, because the way you said it, like, oh no, you know, it should just be with his mother until it's like,
no,
a certain,
not leave though. Like that shouldn't be something like it goes back to knowing our roles. You know what I'm saying? A child should not be left with the father. Yes.
I mean,
if we're staying in the household, the child is going to be around you. Of course. You know, you come and visit.
Okay.
Like this child right here, Darian has to come see this kid. He can't take my child and leave with my child. It's not going to be like I'm going to take off and I'm going to leave my child with him. I won't even leave my 3-year-old with him. So I'm definitely not leaving my newborn child
well,
with him.
You got that connection, of course. But, you know, also, too, but, you know, I'm a what's the word I'm looking for? You know, you can always just see nature. I study nature. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, you know, it's supposed to be a natural. That's why women have breasts to be able to breastfeed or whatever. So, like you said, what you're saying does make a lot of sense, though. When a child is young and needs to be nurtured, you know, it's crying or whatever, it's hungry, to have that breast milk right there. That's set up that way. That's the nature of it. You know what I'm saying? So I can get that because a man doesn't have, you know, a man can't provide milk for the baby. No, I get it. I understand.
Right.
I understand that. You know, and we kind of evolved as a society where now we got milk. But like I said, I get back to the whole process stuff. I mean, it can work, but it's not natural. You know what I'm saying? It's not the way nature intended it to be. So, yeah, so I feel you.
Right. And nature has spoiled these women because they're followers. Hey, go get the milk out of there, put some water, give it to your child. And then you wonder why your child grow up with all these issues. Your child grow up sweeter than candy and all this stuff. It's in the vaccines. It's in the milk that you're giving your child. It's in all of that shit. How about you give your child from your body and make sure you eat good and you ain't got to worry about that stuff. That's one less thing that you got to worry about. Your child's supposed to take milk from your breast. Not from anywhere else.
That is true. That is true. That is true.
Unless you pour
it's built that
it
way
in
for
a reason. Unless you pump it from your breast and put it in a bottle.
That's so true. Wow.
That's about it.
You hit that. You hit that. But I guess let me answer the question, though. Let's see here. So at what point do you put a man before your kids? I put never. You know what I'm saying? You don't. You know what I'm saying? I just don't see it that way. And like I said, once again.
So do you see your wife feeding the kid before she feeds you?
Hmm. But then you, you know what? Yes, yes. I would want her to feed my kid before I get fed. Yes. I because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, and like I said, to a certain point, you know, once a kid becomes a teenager and, you know, and stuff like that. But even at that point, a teenager is the classic case of they think they know everything, but you know nothing at all. So
right.
It's just they growing into their adulthood and they just, you know, that transition from a kid to adult is tough because maturity is key. And people mature at different frequencies, you know, experience a lot of times shape maturity. But but you know, and those I still think to have a healthy family, and like I said, I don't have, I'm just speaking on just what I'm just going through. I don't have it myself just yet. So, you know, I don't have kids. But just seeing what I see, it just I can't see, and in the way I want to be as a father, you should never put a man in front of the kids and vice versa. You should never, you know, and men probably will get, it happens with men a lot probably where they put a woman in front of their kids. Like I know that happens because, you know, a man is a lustful creature sometimes, you know what I'm saying? So you'll sacrifice the whole family structure just for that piece of tail. So, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy, but that's, a man is a savage, you know, sometimes. That's why I say I'm a savage gentleman, because sometimes that just animal instinct kicks in and you just want to conquer something else. You know what I'm saying? But
so if you like to sleep in late in the morning and the kid woke up crying, would you want her to go and the kid come to your room? You want her to pick the kid up and go in another room and try to hush the kid up so you can keep sleeping? Or would you do your due diligence and be patient and wait on the kid to be quiet? Like if she got to get ready to go to work, and she pick,
I would try both. I mean, I would try to.
But she's
kid,
getting ready,
you know,
for work,
I'm,
so she's gonna pick the kid up and try to nurture the kid while she's still getting ready. But you in the bed asleep because you sleeping in late. You would want her to still take the baby to another room and try to calm it down and then come back and finish getting ready? Or you would be patient?
No, I think at that point, I would go. I would, you know, like, look, all right, so if I'm only can speak for me. If the scenario is I'm sleeping in late, which means I got time, you know what I'm saying? I got time. I ain't got to be nowhere just yet. And my wife is getting ready and my kid is coming in a room crying or something like that, then I'm going to get up out of my sleep and spend some time and see what's going on and see if I can figure out why he or she needs this attention and how I could, you know, nurture that and to the point where, all right, they don't need this right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to do that. Like, that'll be my duty, you know what I'm saying? Because she's getting ready for work or whatever. I'm going to handle that. That's just me. I mean, everybody might be different.
Right.
But that's just me. So that's why I feel like when you do have a kid, like, and I would never, that's why, here's another thing. This is one of my personal pet peeves. A lot of guys bypass all this shit, but this is one of my pet peeves. It's hard for me to deal, like, I mean, I'm married now, but even before, it would be hard for me to deal with somebody that has a kid. As far as, like, you know, like I said, I can have a relations with that person, like, you know, it could be like us. But as far as me getting into their life and, like, really, you know what I'm saying? I don't want all that energy, you know what I'm saying? Only because, you know, I don't ever want a child to look at me like, oh, you know what I'm saying, get too attached and it doesn't work out. Like, I understand how that could be as a child, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I said, women, be careful who you bring around your kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one thing for you to have a relationship with that man or that person and not have your kids around. It's just, you know, it could be purely sexual or whatever. The kid never knows about y'all little affairs that y'all have. That's one thing. But when you start bringing that man around a young child, that child is impressionable to whatever he sees that man doing. You know what I'm saying? So you don't need that energy around your kid. Keep that separately. You know what I'm saying? So I would never want to deal with a person I know I'm not good. Things happen. You do maybe meet somebody, y'all on that level, you're committed to that, then that's one thing. But if you're not, I definitely recommend don't ever get around those kids and that like that, because that's just going to mess things up. And, you know, I don't never want a kid to look at me a certain way and then grow up with hatred towards me. You know what I'm saying? Because I deserve it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I did the family wrong or what, that's karma that I mean, look, I'm not judging, but if it come back to you, just be ready for that. You know what I'm saying? Because you did, you broke up that family. You know what I'm saying? So that's one thing I don't mess around with that.
So
I'm not trying to break up no family.
Situation, you are like 10,000 times correct, right? And so, you know, when I was with King K, I got with King K. King K set eyes on my youngest son now when he was 6 weeks old, and he was in his life right up until he turned 3, or like a little bit after he turned 3, right? And even though he and I weren't together, he was trying to still come around for the sake of the kid. But when me and him just really dissolved and he realized we wasn't going to work, he pulled back from the kid after 3 years. And he had previously done it before for a couple of months. And then, you know, he eventually, you know, came back around. And, you know, this kid knows you as dad. That's all this kid knows you as. And so when he pulled back, that hurted me in a sense where it's like, dude, you know, you don't be involved in a kid's life knowing this kid calls you dad and then pull away for the sake of anything. You want to make excuses, but we just not going to work. So you pulled away from this kid, right? And to this day, my son has not seen him since last year. It's almost going on a year now. But guess what? He still calls him dad. See, like, every now and then he'll be like, well, my daddy took me to get a haircut, or my daddy cut my hair, that's what he'll say. You know, he still remember these things that happened when he was a baby, and he's 3 going on 4. And so I have to sit back and be like, you know, I can't wait for him to get this out of his head, but it's stuck in his head. And guess what? That's the only person he looked at that way. And that's the only person that I really brought around him in that manner, other than, you know, my last situation. But I nipped that in the bud. Okay, so here's the thing with that. So a man told me, he said, he said, you better get the kids intact. You know, don't push me away, 'cause your kids don't know how to act. Now I got my 3-year-old is super decent. He's goofy. He's always playing it. You know, that kind of took me away. I didn't know where he was coming from, but you know, at 3 he'll wake up. You know, and some mornings he wake up crying, you know, and he'll come in my room. Okay, at the time, you know, I'm getting ready for work, and, you know, I have to kind of stop and see what's up with him. But I'm not finna take him in no other room when you finna sleep in late. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, I got to get ready for work. But then you like, oh, he annoying my morning. Hold on. Listen, so you think I'm supposed to put, nope, and he said it. So I was like, you need to put on some clothes. He said, well, how about he need to go upstairs? If I ain't got on no clothes, that means he need to go up there. He don't come before me, I come before him. And I said, no, that's incorrect. You know what I'm saying? That's incorrect. But I just walked off, and I said, you know what, this ain't going to work. And little do he know, to this day, the way that he acts, the way that he act, thinking that I was supposed to put him before my child, the child that I carried for 39 weeks and 4 days, the child that I got one job to do, and that's to be a mother, the child that I'm 100% responsible for, whether he round or he not round, the child that has been around, that's been my helper when the hell he wasn't around, that one child, that one thing is what got him put out. He did something else, but that was weighing on my mind so heavy that I wasn't taken to him like I was, because now you feel like you're supposed to come before my child, and that's a no-no. See, men think that because they have a penis and some balls that they are kings. But you're not a king if you're not paying all of the bills in the house. You're not a king if you're not a role model. You're not a king if you're not setting forth to be a king. Just because you have a penis and balls does not make you a king. Just because you got penis and balls don't make you make me have to sit down and reevaluate and fix your plate first. You don't. You're not my husband, right? My husband, I'm supposed to reevaluate. But guess what? The man that I make my husband is going to be the man that's not going to be childish, or the man that's not even going to really say, I need to be put before the children. Because as a mother, I got one job, and that's to make sure that I raise some healthy children. If you get a man and you want to turn around and put this man and make this man happy, but you're not making your children happy, when that man gone, your children gonna know that. Your children gonna see that. He gone now. Men are temporarily. Y'all ain't married. Even if y'all was married, at this day and age, that shit is still temporary. Your children are forever. Your children will always be your children. I can remember times where I could be talking to him and you carrying a conversation on, but you hear my son crying. I hear my son crying, and I'm sitting here like 2 seconds like, okay, you ain't gonna shut the fuck up and let me go check on my son? And then I have to just walk off like, dude, the thing that you fail to realize is I will never, ever, ever put a man before my child. You don't come before my child. That doesn't happen like that. Nothing. It just don't happen. You can't, ladies, you can't keep leaving your children with these men thinking they have your best interest at heart, because it don't have nothing to do with maturity level. It don't have nothing to do with their age for real. Men were not bred like that. Men were not. We are mothers for a reason, because we are nurturers. You got some men that can't handle it, but are you going to play Russian roulette with your child just to see if this man can handle it? Hell no. You're going to be a mother, and you're going to put your child in a daycare. You're going to spend that money and stop trying to be cheap. If you can't afford these children, don't have these children. If you can't afford these children, then give it up for adoption. But don't put your child in a compromising situation just because you feel, oh, that's the daddy, he need to do this, so he need to do that. I mean, I'm okay with the knowing, hey, you're a man, I'm a woman, and we can't play the same roles. You know what I'm saying? I can't play the role of a man, and you can't play the role of a woman. That's why a child needs both parents, because they pull something from each one of the parents. I'm not leaving my child with no grown-ass man. You know what I'm saying? And if my child go to crying and you don't know how to shut them up and you strike my child in some kind of way and my child can't tell me. You know what I'm saying? Like we have to understand the roles. And then just because you are in a relationship with somebody, that does not mean that you put that somebody in front of your child. You're in a relationship. That shit is still temporary. What you do is you put your man before your friends. You put your man before the club. You put your man before all of the other shenanigans. But one thing you do not do is put your man before your job or your child. Period.com. And any man that wants you to put him before your children is a selfish man, and you need to get away from him. That's your first sign that he is not good for you. So if I turned around and I said, you know, with all the situations going on, I said, you know what? The one thing that I can't live down with this whole situation is how you want to be placed before my child. I can't live that down. I was sitting in the house one night thinking, and I was just like, man, I just can't believe this. I'm lost, you know. But guess what? If I would have had patience, I would have known that that's how he was. But I never had him around my children, so I never knew that, right? So as I sat back and I said, well, you know, I got to make a decision. And the one thing is safety. Even if I get married to somebody right now, everything that I have before I'm married to them is already dispersed. And in my will, it states that anything that I had prior to any marriage with anybody would still go to my children. And if my children are not going with my family, just say if you know, one of the children, they got to go with their daddy. Well, okay, my child won't get any funds dispersed until they're 18, because That's just how it is. And people are money hungry. You know what I'm saying? You have to set your life up and you have to be smart, because other people are not going to be smart for you. I don't care if I get married. These things will not change because of where I am and these things that I had before you. I'm not putting anybody before my children. Everything I do is for my children. You know, you never know. Men can be mad. A man can be mad at you and he want to take it out on your child. You know what I'm saying? You never know what these guys are thinking. Most of these guys are gay anyways. You know, they looking at your child.
Don't say most. Don't say most.
I said most.
Don't
I didn't say
most.
All co-hosts. But they
most.
Do. Listen. Look,
most.
These motherfucking under the cover, in the closet. No. You have to be that much more protective around your children. You can't just have your children out there. And so guess what? From the time that me and King K fully stopped dealing with each other till Darian, Darian was around my son briefly, but I never let my son get attached to nobody like that ever again. And this is like I'm not even trying. I'm not even looking. My son, it's weird to my son, like, if my son is so accustomed to it just being us in the household or it being me and my friend girls, if somebody come here, he's going to automatically say, hi, how are you? Because he's going to feel like you got to be good people if I let you in here. If he see me let you in my house, because I don't have people in here. You know what I'm saying? I don't even have people around him. And if I am going to do something, he's going to go watch TV in his room. You know, when I was doing my thing, you know, he go on his way, and you finna go on in here, you finna get on out. We ain't finna chill. We ain't finna do none of that extra stuff, because I don't want him thinking that you finna be around. Because if you're not going to be around, then you're just not going to be around. But you have to use discernment, and you have to be one with yourself. And when you become one with yourself, there's no man in this world worth you putting before your children. Not one man in this world worth you putting before your children. When you get married, it says, but I mean, you can't tell me what the Bible says if you don't believe in Jesus. Like, you can't quote the Bible to me if you don't believe in Jesus. Like, if that's not what your belief is, you can't use the Bible as saying, the Bible said, in the Bible it says that man is supposed to be fed first, and man is supposed to be before child. Most of y'all atheists anyways. Most of y'all believe in whatever else other than Christianity or spiritual but not religious. So you can't take
that's
something
me.
From the Bible and then tell me what I'm supposed to do, because it don't work like that.
I feel you.
You just can't do it. We got to do better by our children. We got way too many children losing their lives, you know what I'm saying, at the hands of men.
Way too many.
And children feeling like, you know, they growing up with resentment because they feeling like they mama, you know, put a man before them. I hear that a lot from grown men. My mama put the man before me, you know. My mama kicked me out for him. She felt like I was 16, and she did what she did. I was 15, and she did what she did, and whatever the case may be. I mean, I had a relationship that my son was trying his best to ruin. You know what I'm saying? And guess what? I couldn't choose my relationship over my son. I just had to realize what I had on my hands, and I had to take the good with the bad, and I had to, you know what I'm saying, just distance myself until I could figure out what to do. You know, it was nothing. I mean, he did that several times. And so now when you got of age where you can get gone, it's like, okay, I can try to have a relationship, you know, now, but now I'm clear. I see clear. I'm thinking clear. And basically, the moral is you shouldn't date anyone that you can't see yourself being married to, right? And so, well, you shouldn't be in a relationship. dating phase is trying to see if this is somebody that you can be married to, right? But in the dating phase, you shouldn't settle for less. And a lot of times as women, we just settle because we like, you know what, he cool, he consistent, so let me just deal with this situation. But he can be that guy that feel like he's supposed to come before everybody. He's supposed to come before your children. Ladies, you shouldn't want to date anybody like that. He need to go home to his mama and let his mama put him first. Or let his mama put somebody before him. You shouldn't have people like that in your life that feel like, you know, they want to be just that important, that they come before each and everything in your life, every aspect of your life. And so people tell me I'm mean or I don't like men. And it's like, I don't like these new age men. I don't like these men of today. you said to yourself, no, I wouldn't want her to put me before the kids. That's old school thinking. But you have a very rational line of thinking. Even though you may say some off the wall stuff, you know what I'm saying? That's why I call you the distinguished gentleman. Because you know what I'm saying, it's in you. You know, it's within you to be like, no, I mean, I'm not that selfish or it's not that serious. And so many people are so self-centered with such a big ego that, you know, they just want to be first no matter what. Man, listen, I'm very different because guess what? I'm not a lucky person. You know, you got some people that's just super lucky. They can go hit on the scratch off, and you got other people that always got a bunch of people around them, and you know everybody cutting checks and you know looking out and X, Y. I've not been that person, so you have to realize what your destiny is. And I've always been the type. I've always had to work hard for everything that I had. Like everything, I had to stay prayed up, and I had to put in work. Nothing that I have was given to me. Nothing that I have was given to me. So when a person gets around me and they feel entitled or they feel like I'm supposed to give them something or supposed to be a certain way, and it's like, dude, like I don't like people like that. And I think that you will never understand me until you really sit back and look. Nothing was given to me. I didn't scam for none of this. I worked hard for everything that I have, everything that I'm doing, every move that I make. I single-handedly put in work. I stay prayed up. I stay fasting. I stay talking. You know, I stay trying to figure out ways how to better myself so therefore I can be who I need to be to accept the blessings that are coming my way. So don't come and act like you obligated to nothing in my life, because you're not. You're not. And you're definitely not obligated over my children. Like, I was given one task by God, to be a mother. Like, before I'm anything else, I got to be a mother. Like, you know, fellas, you got to do better. I think you're a self-centered, egotistical idiot if you think that a woman should put you before her children. If you feel that way, you shouldn't date a woman with children. That's just that.
Exactly.
You should just date women that don't have children so you don't have to worry about that. That's the way that goes.
In that predicament. Exactly. That's my advice. You know what I'm saying? That's my advice. But some people, you know, they don't even look at that. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, that's maturity as well. You know, some guys, they're not even thinking about that. You know what I'm saying? That's not even a fault. You know, they're not even seeing that. You know, so, but that's very deep. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that's, you know, you just want to leave good impressions on children. You know, in my
right.
point of view, if you come across, if you're in their lives, you want to be a positive figure. You don't want to be the negative figure. You know what I'm saying? That's that. That's
people
why,
don't
you know,
care.
Family's,
they're self-centered. They don't care, though.
Yeah, you know,
they don't care about
thing.
Nobody else's child. That ain't much. But, you touched on this earlier. You said, you know, men do it. Men do not intentionally do that. Like, men will walk away from their family for something in the streets. But let me tell you something. When a man is very active in his children's life. Man, a man is not fitting to bring no anybody in his children's life to begin with. And if you women need to be around some of these men, and I know a lot of them, these men don't let you around their children. These men hold their children sacred as hell. The men, I'm talking about the ones that I know, they don't play.
Sure.
When they come to their children, I'm finna go do something with my kid, or I'm spending time with my kid. Let me drop my kid off first. Won't be womp, whatever the case may be. I mean, many years removed from the baby mama, kid over their house, the kid big enough. You know, my son, my oldest son, he didn't start going off with his dad until he was like 2 or 3, where he could talk to me and tell me what was going on, right? But you know, hey, I'm finna go over here with my son. You know, we gonna spin some corners or whatever, and when I'm done with him, then, you know, X, Y, and Z. It's not always that men dealing with the baby mama, but you got men that will, men that are more protective of their children when it comes to being around females than women are with their children when it comes to being around males. And that's crazy.
Yeah, no.
That's crazy. When they get of age, when their boys get of age and stuff like, especially men with boys, real men that have their boys or pick up their boys, nah, you ain't finna see my goddamn children. That ain't finna happen. And then you got some men that's out here, very few, some egotistical ones that don't care. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if you're a man and you got your child around different women, you don't care. You can't care because you letting this child get all of these different energies. You letting this child see this stuff. You know what I'm saying? You can't care what's going on with your child, you know, and those type of people that you want to stay away from. You know, stay away from those. But that's crazy how men are more meticulous about who are around their children than women are these days.
That's deep.
It's crazy. Y'all got to do better. I mean, I hear you, but I see more than not. Women, you know, I ain't going to call no names, but women put men before their children. And you got to do better because that child going to see that. That child see that. And that child able to, you know what I'm saying, that shit go with your child. You know, most a lot of people can remember back to when they were 5 years old when they get to be an adult. I know eventually my son will forget about King K, right? And eventually, you know, those thoughts will fade away because he will have so many more thoughts in his brain. But it's eventually. He ain't forgot about him yet. I don't know how long it's going to take. But, you know, your child is over 5 years old, and, you know, you fixing this man plate before you fix this child. You ain't got the first ring on your finger. You know, when your child come in, you sending your child to the room, and your child confined to the bedroom while this dude in the house walking around, smoking in the house. He got off work. He can come to your house and sit back and chill, but you paying the rent in that motherfucker. But you got your children in the damn room. I mean, somebody told me one time, I came home, I'm tired. You know, I come home with my baby, and a joker talking about, you know, my two kids was playing with each other. He was like, oh, y'all need to go upstairs with all that noise. I said, for what? He said, I mean, shoot, because, you know, most chicks I know, you know, they don't be with all that. I said, man, listen, I just got off work. I've been gone all day long. This is the time that I had to spend with my children. They come in my room, they sit down, and they play. This is what we do over here. We ain't at nobody else's house. This house is for my children. It ain't for nobody else. And I said it just like that. Like, come on. Like y'all put y'all children in a room. Who does that? I got this whole house. Listen, my son gonna be wherever he wanna be at, in this house, at all times, cause this his house.
Yeah, so I mean, like I said, getting back, family is very important. You know what I'm saying? And once again, I just thought of a parable.
you know, while we were just talking or whatever. But it's just very important that you don't, once again, I'm not judging, but, you know, to the guys that's out there, family is very important. So like I said, but I know men, you know what I'm saying, being a man, the savage gentleman in me, I know we can be lustful creatures, you know what I'm saying? You want to conquer something, but once again, you always got a way to trade it, you know what I'm saying? You never got to try not to ever go against the grain, you know what I'm saying? Never go out of your way to do certain things, you know what I'm saying, to jeopardize a family situation for something that's not gonna add value to your, you know, your overall thing. So what I mean by that is this. This is a classic case. Bill Cosby's in the news right now, you know what I'm saying, big time. And this like hits me home because like I'm so torn because, you know, I like really looked up to the Cliff Huxtable character, you know what I'm saying, that was created from Bill Cosby, you know what I'm saying, watching the Cosby Show and everything. And to this day, I can distinguish it. You know what I'm saying? I can watch Cosby episodes and still not get caught up in what he did or supposedly what he did or whatever. But it's the same thing with like a man, and you got a solid family there. But, you know, now you're risking your whole, which I'm equating to when you're risking your family for an affair or something like that, and then you lose your family and then that whole thing falls apart. It's kind of very similar to Bill Cosby. You know what I'm saying? The Cosby Show, that was such a great legacy. And I love to see black legacy like that. You know, you had it was a fictional show, but it was just something to look up to. You know what I'm saying? Something to aspire to. You know, you got this doctor, you know what I'm saying? You got who's married to a lawyer. And they just, you know, they got their kids and they, you know, they laugh together. They, you know, they're just a solid family unit. And, you know, just gives you something to look up to. But because Bill, you know, it seems like he might have had some demons, you know, that came out. You know what I'm saying? You know, it was, huh? Yeah, as we all do. So, like I said, I'm not. Yeah, exactly. I'm glad you said that because, once again, I don't want to get into a judge because I got demons. You know, like I said, we all do. But it's just sad that it got brought to the forefront because I'm sure it just seems like now, you know, all the evidence is piled up. I can say it was one or two, but so many women came, and it just seemed like that became his go-to move. Of course, Bill Cosby, you know, he's married and got his successful family and kids or whatever, but of course, he liked to play around. But the thing was, Bill, if you're going to play around, play around. You know what I'm saying? But the way he was doing it, he was, you know, making his own elixir, you know what I'm saying, making his own potion and then giving it to these women. And that's just, once again, I'm not judging, but that's not a good look. You know what I'm saying? If you can't get it naturally, Don't add nothing to it because it's gonna come back, and it seems like it's gonna come back to.
They knew what they was doing. They knew what they was doing. Like they said,
well,
everybody
could be some trick now. I'm gonna say it like this: it could be some trick. You speaking to the biggest fan of the Cosby Show ever. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm just trying to say is, and it could be some technology, like I said. You know, everybody's got stuff, and, you know, they could have paid some people off to really come forth to, you know, because it is a little tricky, like how he paid this woman off, and then she filed the suit against him, like, right when the statute of limitations was about to be up. So it just kind of caught him in something like that, and it just seemed like that was some outside force.
He was trying to buy into CNBC or NBC or something
or
like
NBC,
that.
Or NBC or something like that, too.
But
what I'm saying is, what I'm trying to say is this, though. At the same time, just always be aware of what, you know, of what you're doing. Like, is this worth, like I said, I'm not there. You wasn't there. I only can go by what I'm just seeing or what I'm just pointing together. But it seems to me, you know, just how it's coming out, that was kind of one of his go-to moves. You know, I've seen, you know, in one of his older comedy shows where he talked about, I forgot what he called it, Spanish Fly, something he called it. But it was like old school 70s, you know, before the Cosby Show even came up. But he had in his, like, routine, like, you know, I got this little thing, you know, you put this in it, and all of a sudden the women is like, love. So it just seems like, and then I saw something else in one of the the Cosby Show episodes where he was talking about, and it's going around like Instagram and stuff like that, where, you know, it was one episode of the Cosby Show and he fixed some barbecue sauce. And the way he says it, it, you know, was so funny at the time, because I probably remember watching the episode when I was younger. But it's so funny how it comes full circle. Long story short, in this episode, you know, he's with Claire, his wife, and he's got his two kids, and, you know, the older, the niece, and then the oldest daughter, you know, they got their, they like, husbands with them or whatever. And they, I guess they were arguing, and then all of a sudden, they eat barbecue, and all of a sudden, they all lovey-dovey. And then Bill Cosby's talking to Claire, like, you ever notice, like, and he says it so, like, tongue-in-cheek, like, when they eat my barbecue sauce, you know what I'm saying?
They be all in love.
They be all in love. And he says it so, like, he says it so like he knows, you know what I'm saying? So it just kind of adds up. It's just not adding up, like, you know what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to say is this, and it's you trying to get away with it time and time again. And, like, you know, the women, they woke up like, oh, man, I forgot what I did. Oh, okay, maybe I, you know, always did, maybe, like, you know, but some of the women probably did wake up and was like, yo, what the fuck? I feel like I got violated or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, because we all love Bill Cosby, yeah, of course. I, you know, I'm Cliff Huxtable's the dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, so at the end of the day, you're like, you know, especially if you're a woman, you're like, I know if I, you know, I felt completely violated, but is it worth me, you know, jeopardizing the culture? You know what I'm saying? Like, is it worth, you know, because that's a serious thing. Like, I know if I bring charges against this man, and he goes down, like, I could, you know, go down in history as the person that did it. Like, is it that serious? For,
so,
you know,
in other words, what,
like,
he's saying, fellas, is think about the shit before you do it.
Oh, yeah.
Think about
of,
the
yeah.
outcome.
Long, yeah, long story short. So that's what I'm trying to say. You know, I'm glad you just wrapped it up for me. But, yeah, just think
we
about
got
what
three
you're trying
minutes,
to say. So, yeah, we got 3 minutes. So, yeah, I was going off on a tangent because I was thinking about that. But, anyway, yeah, just think about
he
what you're doing. Because,
Steel.
Girl,
he loves Steel.
And now all of that could be down. And now the last years of his life could be in prison. And it's like, wow. Wow, Bill. You know what I'm saying? All because you wanted that so bad, you couldn't get it naturally. You had to put a little you know, a little extra in the sauce or in the drink to make it all work for you. You know what I'm
saying?
I'm just like, damn. Anyway.
So, yeah, I mean, basically, you know, even saying it on his point of view, you know, if you got a family at home and you have children at home, don't put anybody on the outside before your children. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Stick that situation out, because what glitter than gold? And nobody's children need to suffer. You know, your child deserves a mother and a father, and you have to do, you know, women have to bite the bullet, men have to bite the bullet. You know, we both have to bite bullets at one point or another just to give that child a non-toxic environment. So keep in mind, every Sunday night, oh, my God, my stomach, it's so bad, y'all. I don't know. I can't even scratch it. Every Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we'll be right here, same spot, Blog Talk Radio, / the new Miss Lovely Black, right here with Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. You can actually find us now on iTunes, TuneIn, and Alexa. Salute to all the 20-plus countries that are tuning in to our show. We really appreciate you. You can find me on Instagram at the new Miss Lovely Black, the number one. That's THENEWMIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. You can find me on Twitter at Ms. Lovely Black, the number one, MIZZLUVLIBLACK. And if you would like to tune in, if you would like to have music played, if you would like a commercial on the show, inbox me or Mo, tell them where to find you.
Yeah, definitely. So check me out on Instagram, MOBINS. Just always keep it respectful. Talk to me, I talk back. Definitely holler at me on Twitter. Same thing. The handle's MOBINS, Mo Benz. And then, like I said, if you would like to be a feature on the show, definitely contact my email, mobins@gmail.com. That's MOBINS@gmail.com.
Right. And he handles the features. He's going to hook you up. He's going to make sure he's
True.
Super settled. and get you comfortable in, get you a date to come in on the show. And you can shoot all your questions to him, and he'll answer them because he's the man with the plan when it comes to that, and he's, like, definitely always on that stuff. So thank you to everybody that's tuning in. And please keep in mind, like, these are words of wisdom. These are things that you have to stand by. Be smart. Don't go with – do what you have to do for you and yours, and stay prayed up.
That's it.
See you guys.
Yeah, definitely. Prayer and meditation, always.
Right.
To the next time, people.
Get on a better note.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I definitely do that. You know what I'm saying? This too shall pass, so.
All right. You're going to be all right. Good night.
All right.